As people are beginning to contemplate the real implications of a Trump presidency, women on social media are echoing one loud piece of advice: make a plan for birth control now. Here to tell us more on that is WMYC Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Hi, Richard. Good morning.
So let's start with people's fears, and then we'll move on to whether or not they'll actually come true under Trump. What are people saying right now?
So a lot of women on my newsfeed and on social media in general are freaking out about what a Trump-Pence administration might do to reproductive rights. And I'll be honest with you, Richard, this concern was something that came to my mind almost immediately on election night. And that's because under the Affordable Care Act, many birth control options like the pill were made available to women at no cost. And that's a huge deal.
And Trump is vowing to repeal the Affordable Care Act, not to mention he chose Mike Pence as his running mate. Now, he has a record of rolling back women's reproductive rights in Indiana.
Exactly. And women are worried. So the number one piece of advice I'm seeing on social media, woman to woman, is make an appointment with your doctor in the next 70 days and get an IUD. That's an intrauterine device that's become increasingly popular over the past few years, and most insurance companies under the ACA cover the costs. While it may not be the right choice for everyone, IUDs are considered to be the most effective form of reversible birth control out there. Plus, they can last you anywhere from 3 to 10 years, depending on the type. So a lot of women are saying, get one now. It'll last you through the whole Trump administration.
Wow. So we don't know whether Trump will actually repeal Obamacare, but how soon would he be able to do that?
You know, it would take a while, and it would also take 60 senators to vote in favor of a full repeal. But there are other smaller things he can do to dismantle or change the ACA over time. It's probably a bit hasty to say, you know, get it before midnight strikes on December 31st. And Planned Parenthood put out a statement yesterday pledging to keep its doors open. Their chief medical officer, Dr. Reagan McDonald Mosley, told the Huffington Post that it's too early right now to tell if there's going to be a huge uptick in IUD requests because of the election. But they truly hope birth control methods will still be available and affordable under the Trump administration.
Okay, WMYC Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.